You are listening to BPN Radio, and welcome to our Tuesday watch here on BPN Radio. And we have now got our prophetic session just about to come up here on Tuesday. And unfortunately, Dale is, or fortunately, depending how you look at it, Dale is having some time off, taking some well-deserved rest. And we have got Kali Hargraves filling in for Pastor Dale Gentry today, and I understand next week as well. And so stay tuned here at BPN Radio for an exciting session coming up here right now by Pastor Kali Hargraves.
You could get a future word, but many times it needs to resonate with your spirit. And even if you get a word that you don't quite understand, write it down and pray over it. Right. Because many times I've gotten words that at the moment it didn't make sense, but over time it became very clear what the Lord was saying to me. One of the first words that I want to give today is for Beverly in Louisiana. I see this is a time of complete new birth for you. There's also been some challenges with your health. And you feel very elated on one end and then very stressed on the other. And I see God working a miracle in your body. I see you stepping into a season where you feel better than you've ever felt in your life. I see God doing a new birth in the natural and in the supernatural. I see God just blessing and supernatural growth coming to you and your family. So that's the word of the Lord for you, Miss Beverly. And then also, for Allison in Mason, I just see Allison, God blessing you with the ability to write, and you have the ability to write and to make things. You can communicate through writing in a way that is extraordinary, and God's going to open doors for you to write and to write His will, to write prophetic words, to write stories. I see God really honing that gift in you and opening doors, and I hear the Lord saying He wants you to step out in faith and begin to declare life over this talent and this gift that He's given you. The next one is for Christina, Elaine in Alaska. This is a new day for you, Christina. God, you've been very faithful in what God has asked you to do, but there is a new path opening up for you. I see God bringing an amazing man into your life that is totally sold out to God, and I see you doing ministry with him for the rest of your life. Embrace the change. Sometimes in the middle of a change, it can feel very uncomfortable. Transformation or transition can be uncomfortable, but I see God doing great exploits, and I hear the Lord saying, be peaceful, be still, and enjoy this season. I'm going to turn this to Pastor Cindy.
Good morning. My first word this morning is for Michelle in Orange, Texas. I see the Lord giving you more than enough, Michelle, that you're moving from the land of not enough to a land of more than enough, and God's going to give you supernatural provision. I have a scripture for you in 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. Let me pull it up here real quick so I can share it with you. If my phone will work with me. Yeah, here we go. 2 Corinthians, I had it on there and it just went blank. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come in abundance to you, so that you may always, under all circumstances, regardless of the need, have complete sufficiency in everything that He has, and have an abundance for every good work and act of charity. Yes. I see you, Michelle, sowing some supernatural seed, and in that faith of sowing supernatural seed, God is going to begin to give you increase, not only in your finances, but in every area of your life. Yes. So begin to look for that. The favor of God and the blessing of God is on you, Michelle. And then my next word is for Ashley, and I believe her children, Autumn and John. I see joy and fullness in every area of your life. I see God taking you to another level of anointing and power and favor. You're to trust Him, Ashley. There will be times that you feel isolated and alone, but in those lonely places, you go deep, deep, deep in intimacy with the Father, and He's going to begin to show Himself to you in a great and mighty way. I see supernatural provision come into your life, and that you will lack no good thing, Ashley, and that God's hand and favor is upon your children. God's seen you in your darkest night, and you're about to see extreme joy come to your life. Okay, Psalm 16 and 11 is my scripture for you. This is the word of the Lord. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Yes. Ashley, I see you dancing for joy at the goodness of God that is about to be released to you and your children. Yes. And I declare that your children will declare the works of the Lord all the days of their life. Stay faithful to God and listen to his voice. You're a woman that knows the voice of God. And in this season, go deeper so that he can share more with you. And then the next word I have is for Julie in Oregon. I hear the Lord saying to you, Julie, I'm making all things new. Step into the new. Leave the old behind. I see you hanging on to something that is that you need to let go of. And I'm not sure what that is. It could be a relationship. It could be something God's been telling you to do that you've been afraid to do. But I see you letting go of the old, embracing the new. And the Lord says, embrace me and watch how I will restore all things. I will lead you in righteousness and truth. So you listen to the word of the Lord. You seek him with all of your heart. You get in the word of God, and God's going to begin to show you how to walk this out. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of what God has for you. I also have a scripture for you as well. Let me find it here real quick. Revelation 21 and 5. He who was seated on the throne said, I'm making everything new for you. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. So write it down. Write down the word of the Lord today and begin to pray over it and let go of the old so that you can embrace the new season in your life. God bless you. Pastor Jack.
Praise God. Well, my first word here is for Jessica in Baytown, Texas. And I heard the Lord say over you that he's repairing the breach in your life, that the enemy has come in and it's like he's punched a hole in an area of your life with an attack and an onslaught, but the Lord is repairing the breach on your behalf today. Yes, and I see that God is restoring relationships in your life.
Yes.
There's been kind of bridges that have been burned or not even on your part, but bridges that have fallen, and the Lord is repairing those bridges. He's restoring relationships that you thought were impossible to be restored. So I bless you today in the name of Jesus. Keep your eyes on the Lord. My next word is for Lindsay in Northern Ireland. I saw you preaching the gospel to people who are in the arts community. God's sending you as a missionary to artists in your region. I also heard the Lord say over you that you're a good mother and that he's proud of you. He's so proud of what you're doing. He's so proud of your faithfulness to the Lord, and he loves you so much. He's going to use you as a bold voice for the gospel in your region, particularly in to artists. So just be obedient to the Lord in that. My next word is for Julie in LaPorte, Texas. I heard the Holy Spirit say God is giving you wisdom for problems you are facing. You're facing some intense problems that are confusing you, and God is giving you wisdom. He is not giving you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. A sound mind today, and God is giving you divine wisdom, wisdom from heaven, wisdom that doesn't come from man. To face your problems. And then people are going to come to you for wisdom. I see people coming from all over the region in your life to seek wisdom. And also I see God bringing restoration to families through your life. Anita in Channelview, Texas. I see the Lord has given you great compassion for the hurting and the lost. Your heart weeps and your heart breaks for those who don't know the Lord and for those who are in need. And I see God using you like kind of like an anointing, like a Mother Teresa kind of anointing, to go and serve and wash and clean those who are hurting and broken, and God sending you even to other nations because of the great compassion he's put in your heart. And one more, Kelly in Baytown, Texas. I hear the Lord saying over you, no more depression and anxiety. And that he is setting you free from these valleys that you've experienced. And I see you stepping into a season of great supernatural joy, that the joy of the Lord is your strength today. And God is drawing a line today, and he's saying no more. He's bringing you into a land of peace and joy in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. I want to encourage, too, everyone that's listening, whether you get a prophetic word or not, when the prophetic word goes out, there is a spirit of prophecy that comes through, and there's an anointing. And so I just want you to begin to receive. I've been in many prophetic meetings where I didn't necessarily get the word, but someone else got a word that I claimed for myself. I want to pray for Adam and Ashley in Georgia. I see the Lord making a way for you where there seems no way. I see some legal battle that you've been in, and God is literally become your lawyer, and he is going to set the story straight. That's what I hear. I hear the Lord saying, I'm going to set the story straight. You've been in a season of turmoil, and you've been in a season of great stress, but you are entering into, I see you literally running into a huge land, a field where you are in flowers up to your waist, and you're skipping, and as much stress and trauma that you've experienced, you're entering into a season of great joy. And I hear the Lord saying, hold on, you stand strong. I'm working on your behalf, and all is well. Jennifer in Denham, I hear the Lord saying that you are a rock. You are a rock, and you've been a rock for many. You have an anointing for people to. You were born with the ability to be strong. God gave you DNA that is strong, but you have felt like that there were not people there for you when you needed the help or needed the encouragement. But the Lord said, "I've always been with you, Jennifer."
Yes.
And I am, and I see the Lord, and I see angels that have been sent to minister to you. You're going to come out of this stronger. You're going to come out of this with clearer vision. And the hand of God is on you, and the favor of God is on you. And I want to pray for Sharon in Baytown. Sharon, I see God taking you into a place of great fulfillment. You have struggled to find your place in the body of Christ, but I see God just routing you into a ministry and into a place of giving of yourself where you have great fulfillment. So just stand strong, be faithful. Don't allow the enemy to pull you from to and fro. You need to stay one place and get plugged in, because many times, you know, it's where we're called is where we're going to be the most fruitful. And sometimes when we go through a hard place, it's real easy to just say, well, let me jump up and go somewhere else. But I hear the Lord saying, stay where you're at, be faithful, and he's opening up a door for you to be very fulfilled. Pastor Cindy?
My next word is for Bobby from Collinville, Tennessee. I heard the Lord say, don't look back, Bobby. Move closer to me. You've questioned if the Lord even hears your prayers, or that even if the Lord knows who you are. But the Lord gave me Isaiah 65:24 for you today. And this scripture resonated with me. It says, before they call, I will answer.
Yes.
While they are still speaking, I will hear. The New Living Translation, I love this one too. It says, I will answer them before they even call to me. While they are still talking about their needs, I will go ahead and answer their prayers.
Yes.
So listen, Bobby, the Lord hears you, and he loves you, and he has great plans for your life. So trust what God's doing. Do not be afraid. Keep praying. Keep seeking the Lord. God knows what he's doing, and your prayers are effective, and the Lord does see you. Do not look back.
Yes.
Look forward.
Yes.
Your future is in the presence of God, and stay close to his heart. The next word is for Kara Lee in Alaska. Kara, I saw you in a very isolated place and alone, but the Lord is saying to you today, Kara, that he loves you, and that he will never leave you or forsake you.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you, Kara, and he will never forsake you.
Yes.
Take this season of your life and go deeper in prayer and commitment to God. God has got supernatural things he wants to show you. So do not be afraid of what you're feeling. Let that isolation and that loneliness lead you to a place of worship. Get in the presence of God, get in the word of God, and God's going to begin to give you some clear words in the next 30 days. You're going to begin to see the clearing. You're going to come out of that lonely place, and you're going to begin to see the will, purpose, and plan of God for your life. I bless you, Kara, today. The next one is for Casey in Port Arthur, Texas. I saw you, Casey, trying to make a huge decision along with the Lord and fast and pray. In that fasting and praying, you're going to begin to hear very clearly about your next step. This is a huge decision for your life, and you don't need to be afraid, but you don't need to step out of a place of frustration and make a decision in that place of frustration. You trust the Lord, and you only stay in peace and walk with what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. You will know in 3 days of prayer and fasting what God has for you for the next step in your life. I bless you, Karen.
My next word is for Thomas and Rachel in Crosby, Texas. I heard the Lord say over you guys that you're going to pastor people in your home. That God is, I see you guys hosting people in your home and really just begin to pastor people. Obviously, you'll be submitted to a church, but I see God using you to care for people. Pastors care for people. They care for the sheep. And God's going to give you a special care for people, and he's going to entrust you with people. And when he sends you people, that is God trusting you and celebrating your family. I also see God giving you guys a godly heritage of children. For generations to come, you're going to be a godly lineage, and God is redefining some stories that have been told about your even generations that have gone past in your families. Yeah. God's rewriting that story with you guys and your children. So I bless you in the name of Jesus. Janet, and I can't read my handwriting here, in Harlison, Texas. I hear the Lord say over you that you're a prayer warrior, and God is going to use you, sir, for America. In this time that's so critical for our nation, he's looking for men and women who will be set apart people unto him, who will do war in the heavenlies for our nation and for our church. And I see God trusting you and using you on a very high level in intercession. Yes. Because he loves your heart. He loves how you love him and how you're devoted to him. So I see God blessing every area of your life as you commit to the Lord and are obedient to him. And getting away in the secret place and your assignment in that, God's going to bless every area of your life, your finances, your relationships, your business. For Denise, we don't have a city here, I think, for her, in South Carolina. Denise in South Carolina, I see God giving life and healing in your body, specifically internally. I see something going on, maybe even with one of your organs. Something's out of order. So I see the Lord bringing life and health to your body, to your flesh and your bones right now in the name of Jesus. And I see other people have spoken words of death over you, not physical death, but people have spoken word curses over your life that you'll never amount to this or you've always been like this. And I see God saying, that is not my story over you. I have a higher story. I have a pure story. I have a truthful story. And that is that you are my daughter. You are called of God. And that I am canceling every lie of the enemy over your life today. And I am proud of you. I'm your father, and I am proud of you. You are my daughter, and I love you. So speak life and health over your body as well in the name of Jesus. Michelle, today in Texas, I see God's love overwhelming you. I also saw you ministering to children. God's going to give you a ministry to children. We need to raise up a new generation who loves the Lord, who's filled with the Spirit, who operates in the gifts of the Spirit, who love to worship. And I see God using you to minister to children all over the country. One last one, Linda, in Jersey Village, Texas. I see God giving you a promotion at work. That work's been a struggle for you, and God's going to give you favor there, and there's going to be peace at your workplace that you're going to carry. You've been affected by the atmosphere of your work, but now your atmosphere is going to affect your workplace. The Lord is going to use you to bring the atmosphere of heaven into your workplace. I also see God giving you favor and money. God trusting you with finances. He's going to bless you. You've believed that you will always experience lack and that maybe you don't deserve enough, but God's saying you do deserve it because of what the price my son paid, and I love you, and I want to bless you financially in every area of your life in the name of Jesus.
I'm so excited about what Jesus is doing today. I want to pray for Mark and Corliss today and Highlands. This is what I hear the Lord saying. I hear the Lord saying that your giving has come before him as a memorial. You give all the time. You give to your church, you give to individuals, you give to missions, you give your love. You're always looking for places to give. And I see the Lord opening up heaven over you, Mark and Corliss, in such a powerful way. And he's not only giving back to you financially, I see a huge financial downpour coming to you in the next 12 months from somewhere you did not expect. But I also see God pouring on you his love, his blessing. I see angels coming in and out of your home to minister to you. This is going to be the next 6 months is a powerful time where you're literally entering into a new realm with the Father, and your giving has come before the Lord as a memorial. And I see you asking the Lord for things, and literally as you're asking the Lord, Corliss, as you're asking the Lord, Mark, God is answering you, but you barely get it out of your mouth, and the answer comes. I also want to pray for Debbie and Crosby. Debbie, you are a prayer warrior. You are a silent, a very private, silent warrior, but you are so strong, and your words and your prayers shake heaven. And I see God, you've prayed for so many people and so many situations, and you're so faithful to pray and to help others. You're always wanting to help. You go beyond. You go beyond what is even expected to help in every situation you get asked. And I see the Lord going beyond for you.
Yes.
I see the Lord going beyond, and the prayers and the requests that you have made for your children and your grandchildren. The Lord has heard that, and he is literally moving heaven and earth to bring revival in your family. And you will see the salvation of the Lord over all of your children.
Yes.
I pray for Pat and Mineola. I see the Lord taking you into a complete new season of life. You are happy by nature, and you always make the best of everything. But I see God taking you in from a season where it was tough and there was a lot of struggle and a lot of pain into a season where you feel like you've been let out of a cage, where you're like a bird let out of a cage. And the blessing of the Lord is on you, is on your children. God hears your prayers, and the Holy Spirit looks and cannot wait to spend time with you every day. When you spend time with the Holy Spirit, it is something he looks forward to because of your heart and your love toward him. And I see God just literally you skipping and jumping and running because you're headed into a new season. It is summer in your life. Jennifer from Tennessee. Jennifer, I see you. You've been in a season where you have been faithful, and you have done what God has asked you to do. And I see a breaking. But it's been tough. It's been tough. It has not been easy. There's been people that didn't understand you, but I see a breaking of all of that, and a real blessing of God, a blessing over your family, and you're going to find a rhythm in ministry that brings you a lot of joy, and you're going into a place of a lot of fruit and a lot of fruitfulness. So I hear the Lord saying, thank you for being patient. Thank you for being faithful. And now he is leading you into a place of much, much fruit. And then I want to pray for Rebecca in Vancouver. Rebecca, I hear the Lord saying that you bring him great joy, that you bring all your friends great joy, that you are a woman that can be counted on. You are a woman that can be depended on. And you're in a place now where you feel like you need, you need some answers from the Lord. And I see the Lord moving heaven and earth. I see things coming into a line in your family. I see children being healed and delivered and set free. I see revival hitting your whole, area, your church, everything that you're attached to is going to enter into a place of great favor. And God is working on your behalf. Do not faint. Do not give up. Do not lose heart. Stay strong. You've already crossed over in the spirit, and now you're going to begin to see the manifestation of it in the natural. Pastor Cindy.
I've got a word for Stacy. I think it's Metza in California. I see a generational blessing on your family. And the Lord gave me Psalm 112:2. It says, their children will be mighty in the land, and the generation of the upright will be blessed. I see a real calling of God upon your children. And you as a mother are going to have a real strong influence into your children's lives. And I see God just calling them to preach the word. They're going to be mighty children of God. And there's going to be a generational blessing that goes through you to your children for generations to come. That you are a mighty woman of God, and do not question what God has called and destined you to do. Part of that destiny is in your children. And you will see, you'll live to see it and to be a part of it. God's going to use them in a last day revival. Yes, I see them preaching mightily of God, yes, and the downpouring of God's Spirit, yes, being poured out. So don't be frustrated sometimes by what you may see in the natural, yes, but God has called your family. It's a family blessing, yes, that is started somewhere in your bloodline, in your grandparents and great-grandparents. But I see that blessing just being poured out on you and your children and your children's children for generations to come. Also, Andy in Washington, I heard the Lord say, do not fear, Andy. I saw you in a very desperate place of fear, but the hand of God is upon you, and you're walking into a divine destiny and purpose that God's, yes, called you to years ago. So don't be afraid to embrace that new season.
Yes, God.
Let go of the past and embrace your future. The hand of God is on you, Andy, and supernatural provision is coming to you to show you that God is with you. Also, Minerva in Texas. I guess this is our Minerva. Mm-hmm. Minerva and Chris, I'll just say it for both of you, that the yes you just said to God has opened up the windows of heaven over your life.
Yes.
You're,
yes,
about to see a supernatural amount of blessing come, yes, upon, yes, you and your girls for generations to come. God is going to provide for you supernaturally, yes, and he's going to do great exploits through your lives. Yes. Do not fear. Stay in the word and stay in the presence of God and watch and see what God will do. Even in the next 6 weeks, there's going to be some supernatural financial provision come to you that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you're doing what God has called you to do.
Woo!
So do not,
hallelujah,
be afraid. Amen. Okay, I have a Michelle from Oregon. Michelle, the hand of God's on you. You're a mighty woman of God. I see you preaching the word. I see you prophesying. I see you laying hands on the sick. I see, yes, you stepping out in the marketplace outside of the local church, and you're going to go into the streets and the highways and the byways, and you're going to find people that are destitute and lost and lonely, and you're going to be a voice of God to them. You're not going to be afraid. I see you as a fearless warrior, yes, of God, and you're going to step out, and you're going to find the most destitute people, and you're going to share the gospel, yes, with them. You're going to lay hands on them, and God's going to heal them in the streets. So, yes, do not be afraid. Step into what God has called and destined you to do even before you were in your mother's womb. Trust God. He's got his hand on you, and he's providing for you everything you have need of. I bless you today.
Woo, hallelujah.
Praise God. God is so good. Quickly, yeah, just these next few words. Molly in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I heard the Lord say over you that your sons will declare the glory of the Lord, that your children are blessed of the Lord, and not to worry about them, but God is fighting on their behalf. I also see God giving you a ministry to women, ministering to women, speaking into the needs of their lives, the needs that they specifically have. God's going to give you wisdom and how to teach the word to other women as well. And I also hear the Lord saying that he loves your servant's heart, that you served so faithfully, and he's so proud of you for your servant's heart. And he's seen every single, yes, second, every moment you've given to others and to his kingdom, and he loves you this morning. Bless you, Molly. Mandy in LaPorte, Texas, I see you seeing angels. I see God revealing heavenly things to you, trusting you with heavenly things. And so you just begin to seek the Lord, and God is going to open up your eyes to the spiritual realm, and you're going to see the angelic. You're going to see spiritual warfare, and God's going to use that gifting and opening your eyes to bless the kingdom of God and to do warfare on behalf of others. God loves you. Be encouraged. He's fighting for you today. You're not alone. Tammy in Athens, Georgia, I see the fire of God coming upon you. You're a revivalist. Yeah. I see God sending you into other people's lives, and you reviving dead Christians, Christians who have died, Christians who have fallen asleep. God, yeah, using you, yeah, with his revival fire, and also to preach the gospel to the lost. I also heard Maria Woodworth Etter over you, to look up Maria Woodworth Etter, to look up these amazing women of God who've gone in the past. Like, that same fire is going to be upon your life. Kate and Van Cower, I believe it is. I hope you get your name, your last name right. But I see, Kate, I see you hosting people in your home from all over your region, that God's going to give you favor in your region, that even like very influential people are going to come into y'all's lives, and God's going to give you favor with them, for you to minister to them, because you're not going to care about how much money they have. You're not going to care about positioning and that whole thing and maneuvering, but God, you're going to love people, and God's going to use you to minister to influential people. You're going to host people from all over the region. And I, Van, I hear the word of the Lord over you, that God is lifting up your head. God's lifting up your head today. Rhonda in Houston, I heard the Lord say to you, don't give up. Don't give up. You're at the precipice of something, and the enemy wants you to give up so bad, but God is saying, don't give up. Don't give up on the call of God in your life. Don't give up on who you are. He loves you today.
A couple of words. I just was standing here and I heard a prophetic word for every leader in her voice, whether you're an Esther or you're a Deborah or you're signed up to go and you're helping with one of the teams. There is going to be some manifestations, major manifestations in the lives of the leaders and everyone that is committed to this prayer movement for December 7th and 8th. And we're going to have there's literally going to be angelic activity. You're going to notice a shift in your ability to intercede and to pray. God is doing something in women across America and across the world, and her voice is one of the movements that God is moving to get women into the place where that we can literally establish the kingdom of God through prayer, righteous living, and raising the banner of Christ high. So I prophesy over every woman, every leader. I prophesy over Jenny. I prophesy over Karen. I prophesy over Christine. I prophesy over Pauline. I prophesy over myself. I prophesy over every woman that is helping with this in any way. And I just declare that you're going, there has been an uptake in favor. God is so proud of your commitment and your willingness to lay down your own agenda and do what God has called you to do. Also want to pray for Michelle in Oklahoma. I see God moving you into a place of where you can be helped. You have suffered and you have taken great blows from the enemy. And I see God pulling you out of a very bad situation and putting you into a place where you can be ministered to and helped. And I just declare the blessing of the Lord over you. I declare that healing over your body and over your mind and spirit most of all. You are not cursed, but you are blessed. Yes. And no matter what the enemy meant to do, the Lord doesn't hurt people. The Lord doesn't bring pain on people. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God's going to turn everything around that the enemy meant to destroy you. He's going to turn it around, and you're entering into a real freedom and victory and a place where you feel blessed. I also want to pray for Angie in Washington. Angie, you feel like you have already entered into much favor. There's so much joy in your life, and things have come into alignment. And I see you in a place where you are lifting people up, where you're literally picking people in the, getting, going to people in the ditch and picking them out. And you're picking them up, and you're saying, look, I was once in the ditch, but I've been called by God to pull you out of the ditch. Yes, and I see you pulling people out of the ditch, and then they literally begin to walk in their inheritance. They begin to walk in their God-given blessing. They begin to walk in favor. You are called to expose lies in people's life and then set them in a place of truth through the Word of God and through prayer. And the hand of God is going to use you and your family to do that. I also want to pray for Kendall in Oregon. Kendall, I see the blessing of the Lord over you. You have such a hunger for the Word. You have such a hunger for righteousness. You are a do right person. You are a do right person, but people haven't always done you right. And I see one situation in particularly where you were cheated or you lost something that should have been yours. And I see God making recompense, God bringing back everything that the enemy has stolen, bringing it back to you. But it's happening through love and forgiveness. Just send out love, send out forgiveness, and let the debt go in your spirit. Let it go. And God is going to repay you 100-fold. Tiffany in Kingwood. Tiffany, this is a time where you haven't been able to see clearly. You feel like, well, should I go right or should I go left? Should I make this choice or should I make that choice? And I want to give you the same word that Pastor Cindy gave someone, I think it was a Casey earlier. Stop and pray. Just stop and pray. Do not make a decision when you're confused. Do not make a decision when you're in fear. Do not make a decision when you feel panicked or feel like you have. You will make a wrong one if you do. Right. But I hear the Lord say he's going to guide you. You will not make the wrong decision. He just wants to encourage you to stop and pray and follow peace. Pastor Cindy.
I have a word for Jasmine Marie in Florida. And Jasmine, I saw you in your home just dancing for joy. And I believe that's attached to some real freedom that's coming to you and to your entire family. So begin to worship the Lord. In your worship, you're going to see some real breakthrough and freedom for your entire family. I see that you're the key to that. You're part of the key, that your worship pushes back darkness, and there is a real deliverance that comes through your worship to God. So just begin to dance for joy in your home and praise God for the victory. The enemy would come and attack the children of God, but every time that the enemy would come to attack them, before the attack ever came, the children of God would go out and worship, and then God would give them the victory. So that is what's going to bring the victory to your family, Jasmine. So you get in the presence of God and begin to rejoice. I just see the Lord causing you to just stand up and to begin to shout and rejoice for victory. All right. I've got another word for Trisha from Houston. Trisha, you are a mighty woman of God. You've questioned whether you've really been a mighty woman of God, but God is going to put you in places of great influence, and you're going to be tested as to whether you should open your mouth or not. Because there's parts of you that knows that, but there's other parts of you that are shy and questions that call of God. But God is going to put you in places that he's going to require of you, Trisha, to open your mouth and declare the word of the Lord and speak life to people. So be obedient to what God's calling you to do. Do not be afraid. Yes. Embrace his love for you and who he's called and destined you to be. And I also see him revealing to you the heart of the Father.
Yes.
So that you can share that with others in a greater dimension. There's going to be so many people God puts in your path that have never known the love of an earthly father. And you're going to show them the love of a heavenly father. And God's going to give you revelation and downpour on how to share that. And as you step into that, I see real blessing coming upon your life and increase in every area of your life, mentally, physically, emotionally, and more than anything, spiritually. So God bless you.
Okay, one of the things I heard the Holy Spirit say, and I just want to stop a moment. We've got more names here. But one of the things I heard the Holy Spirit say is God has called BPN Radio to be a prayer and prophetic voice across this nation. And I honor Papa Dale Gentry and Mama Jean. I honor Ian and Allison, who have been a real support in the last six months or so. I honor Ruth and Gentry and Rick Gentry and all the ones, and there's many of you, many churches and people. We are one of the churches that actually sow into this ministry on a weekly basis. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying, for many of you that are listening, I want to encourage you to sow a seed today into this ministry.
Yes.
I want to encourage you to pray about doing something regularly. It's not about, you know, it's not about how much, it's about obedience.
Right.
And
there
is something so powerful when we get a prophetic word and then we sow into that ministry. And so I want to encourage you to go to bpnradio.com or Dale Gentry, go to the website, make sure you're at Dale's website and sow a seed. I'm going to sow a seed today. I felt led to sow into this ministry today because I really believe this is one of the voices that God is going to raise and is raising. He's already raising it across America to minister to people all across the nation. And if it is $10 or $5 or $20 or $100, or you feel God told you to give $1,000, this man and woman have been married 50 years.
Yes.
Over 50 years. They've been in ministry over 50 years. They're one of the most honorable ministries that you will ever be around.
Right.
They live what they preach.
Right.
Their life is literally shines with the glory of the Lord.
Right.
And so they are an amazing ministry. So I want to encourage you to just take the time and ask the Holy Spirit what you should give to them.
Right.
Because I really believe that there's a new anointing and a new level of favor that has come on this ministry. I believe God is sending people to BPN Radio, men and women of integrity that are going to serve. I mean, those of us that serve, we serve for free. We want to be a part of this. This is what God's called us to do, to help.
Right.
And I cannot tell you a better ministry in America to give to other than this. This is not for me. This is for them. And so I just want to encourage you, as you're listening to these prophetic words today, to ask Holy Spirit, what should I sow into this ministry? And to make a sacrificial choice of giving something. I also want to give a prophetic word to any I feel like there are several pastors, many pastors listening today that have been doing everything right for a long time, and they're not getting the fruit, or they feel like the enemy is telling them, you don't have the fruit you need. And I prophesy to you, do not move. Do not run.
Yes.
Do
yes.
not quit.
Yes.
Stand still
yes.
and see the salvation of the Lord.
Yes.
And I prophesy to every pastor listening today, every pastor's wife, every leader that's given your all, I declare much fruit
yes.
is yours
yes.
now.
Yes.
I declare open heaven
yes.
over your ministries, over your children, over your work. I declare that you are getting ready to enter into much harvest. You're
yes.
stepping into it now.
Yes.
It's already happened in the
yes.
spirit. Don't quit. Don't quit. The Lord says, don't quit. And I just encourage you that God is moving on your behalf. And many times right before when you feel like quitting is
right.
when you are really getting
yes.
as you're getting ready to enter
yes.
into the greatest harvest of your life.
Yes,
okay, let me pull a few more names here by the Holy Spirit. Okay, I want to pray for Chelsea in Oregon. Chelsea, I see God opening up a door for you to go into high level places, people in different spheres, people in education. I see you going into places, high level places of education, high level places of business, and being a righteous voice. I see God blessing you financially, blessing you with more than enough, you being able to do for the kingdom of God things that you've dreamed of doing your whole life.
Yes.
And God is expanding
yes.
your influence. I see God expanding your influence.
Yes.
It is the day you have been praying for. Wesley and Baytown, I hear the Lord saying, I want you to trust me.
Yes.
I want you to quit trying to do it on your own. And I want you to trust me. I want you to humble yourself before my mighty hand
yes.
and watch how I'm going to move in your life. I love you. I saw you as a little boy. I saw your heart for me. I've seen your desires for me. But
yes.
but the Lord, I hear the Lord saying, trust me, Wesley. Don't try to do it on your own. Lay before the Lord until he takes all fear out of your life.
Yes.
And then I want to pray for Margie in Port Arthur. Margie, I just declare the blessing of the Lord. I break every generational curse
yes.
that has plagued your family. And I declare that God is rewriting your story.
Yes,
he's
God.
Rewriting your legacy. And your children are bent in a way of prosperity and blessing. And the Lord wants you to begin to receive
Thank
that
you,
truth
Lord.
Over your whole life, over your life. He wants you to lay down the deceitful mindsets of the enemy. Many times things we believe, the lies we believe, and we have accepted it as truth in our life, maybe because of experiences or maybe because of things that have happened.
Right.
But the truth is you're blessed. The truth is your bloodline's blessed.
Yes.
The
yes.
truth is you're more than a conqueror.
Yes.
The
yes.
truth is you're an overcomer. The truth is God has great plans for you. And I encourage you to begin to declare the truth
yes.
according to God's
yes.
word
yes.
and believe it. Say it till you believe it, Margie. Say it till you believe it. If
yes.
you have to shout it in the privacy
right.
of your own bedroom.
Yeah. Right, right,
shout
right.
it until your heart Lord, believes God. The word of God. I also want to pray for Wendy. Wendy and Bob in Houston. I see God opening a door for y'all are doing ministry, y'all are doing things, but I see God opening a door for you to do. You've been praying about something that's going to take a lot of faith. And I see God opening that door, and I see you stepping into that ministry. Yes. I see you feeding the poor. I see y'all traveling and doing missions. I see a real surrender of everything to God. And he's called you, and he's anointed you.
Yes.
And he said he's going to go before you and make every crooked place straight. And he says, just say yes, and you're going to be blown away at how God provides, because there are voices, Wendy, that will not serve God unless you speak to them.
Right.
There are people that will not be healed unless you talk to them.
Right.
God is going to work through your voice, your ministry, and your particular calling. And I just declare in Jesus' name that you will do what God has asked you to do, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. Also want to pray for David and Donna Brown in Baytown. I just declare the blessing of the Lord over you.
Yes.
I see a funnel, literally a funnel from heaven over your head, David. And God giving you so many ideas in the workplace. In places of ministry, in the church. I see God blessing your daughter. I see God opening doors for her and providing for her college. And I just see so many areas of blessing because of your faithfulness and your love for the down and out and for the disenfranchised. You and Donna, the Lord is very pleased with your heart for people.
Yes.
And this is going to be a year of great expansion and blessing. And you are going to be shocked at the way God blesses you. He's going to bless you in so many out of the box ways.
Thank you, Father.
And I see God just using you and giving you some ideas for ministry that are going to really revolutionize what you're currently doing. I also had a prophetic word for Pam Pope. She runs our school of ministry, and I just declare over you, Pam, that you are you are called to build foundation.
Amen.
And you are a foundation builder. And when you do what you do, people's lives are never the same. And the school that you're leading at some point will have hundreds in it. And God is bringing you more people. He's bringing you more finance. He's bringing you – the favor of God is over you.
Yes.
I see God really moving in Alan and Angie's life, and God doing great exploits in their life. And I see God just blessing your family.
Yes,
and the things that you've asked for privately are done in the spirit.
Yes.
And the Lord just says, worship me and see the salvation of the Lord. Pastor Cindy?
I wanted to add to that, Pam, that I saw you in your worship watering the seeds that you have planted for years in prayer and in service to the Lord. And as you continue to water those seeds with worship, you're going to see the fruition of every prayer you have prayed over the years.
Yes.
God, that is going up as a memorial before heaven, before the throne of God. So you trust him, you walk it out, you keep being faithful, you keep doing what God's called you to do, and you watch and see the fruition of your prayers that will go on, not to just bless your immediate family, but your grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren. Asher will be a mighty man of God because of the prayers prayed by his grandmother. And he will walk out his full destiny because of the prayers that have been prayed over that child even before he ever was born. So keep walking, keep trusting, keep worshiping. I see that worship just watering the seeds. It's just watering them, and you're going to see the fruition of that very soon. I also had a name, Kimberly, I believe, from Texas. I saw you, Kimberly, asking the Lord some real deep questions. And I also saw in that intimacy with God, God revealing parts of his character and nature that you've never experienced before. You've always loved the Lord and had a really close relationship with him. But there are parts of his nature that he's wanting to reveal to you in your private time with him. Open your heart to receive deeper revelations of the Father's heart, of his goodness, of his faithfulness, of your identity in Christ and who you are called and destined to be. Do not let people define that in you, or even churches for that matter define that in you. Just find that in the secret place yes. with God, and he's going to begin to reveal more of his character, not only in his presence, but through his word. So, and I saw God just really blessing your family, Anna, the prayers you've been seeking God over and questions you've been having about certain things, God's going to give you some clear direction on, but it's going to come out of that secret place with God. Just get close to him, closer than you've ever been before, and let him speak to you. God bless you.
Pastor Kelly, I've got just a general word really quick. I feel some of you who are listening right now, I see some of you guys doing this, using technology, taking the gospel of Jesus, taking the power and the anointing of Jesus, and using technology to minister all across the world. There's a technological revolution happening right now. I believe in what Pastor Rose Kelly was saying, sow into BPN Radio, because it's ministries like this that are stepping into these technological realms and bringing the glory of God. There's a lot of evil in technology, but God's bringing his glory. So I pray for those who feel called to do this, that you just begin to preach and prophesy over the airwaves digitally.
Terry, I'm not going to say the last name, but I'm going to say, Terry, I hear the word of the Lord for you is that he is going to completely turn the situation around. He is healing. He is delivering. I see you like frantically trying to figure out the problem on your own, maybe you and your family. And I see God working this out. I see God blessing your family. I see you stepping into a new job and a new opportunity. Yeah, Tina, yeah. The word of the Lord to you is you don't even have a clue how powerful your prayers are. And I see God just working in your family, working in your children, in your grandchildren. And when you pray and you intercede, you shake heaven. And I see God working, and I see God touching your body. And it's not too late for you to walk in total healing. Les Smith, I just declare the blessing of the Lord over you. I ask God to just work in everything that you set your hand to do, every ministry you set your hand to do. You feel frustrated, but God says, just hold on. He's bringing peace and joy to you. The hand of God is over you. The hand of God's on your family. I want to pray for Lisa Sutton, Jan, and John, and Sharon. And I just declare the blessing of the Lord. Many of you are just writing in prayer requests. And I just declare every prayer request, God, I just declare that you're healing and setting free and you're blessing. There's been people that's put your churches up there. And I declare revival over the churches. I declare revival over the churches. I declare refreshing over the pastors. I declare encouragement over their families. God, we pray, we plead the blood of Jesus over every family that is tuned in today, and we declare that you are protected. We declare that you are safe. Yes. We declare that you're operating under the favor of the Lord. I also want to encourage you to be faithful with your giving. I'm talking about to your local churches. Many of you have said, you know, we're struggling financially. Be faithful with your tithe. Be faithful with your offerings. Be a good steward of what God has given you. And I see God opening up the windows of heaven over many of you that have logged in today and saying, Pastor Callie, we need help. We need help with our finances. We need help with our family. We need help with our ministry. It is time to use your faith. It is time to use your faith. God honors our faith. And there's been many a time that I've fallen on my face, bawling my eyes out, and God moved. But I can tell you, every time I used my faith, God honored my faith. And so I just encourage you to use your faith and begin to declare. And as you're tuned in today, begin to declare healing over your body. Begin to declare breakthrough over your finances. Yes. Begin to declare yes. that you're going to live in deliverance and freedom. It is God's will that you walk in freedom. He's called us to walk in freedom so that we yes. can be the voice of freedom to our generation. So we honor you. We love you so much. This has been a wonderful day. We've gotten as many in as we possibly can. And so don't lose heart if you didn't get a prophetic word, post it. We'll try to, we will do our best to get to you next week. We just declare the blessing of the Lord over Papa Dale, Pastor Dale, and Jean. We declare the blessing of the Lord over all of you that are listening today. We declare that you will hear the voice of the Lord. You will see the pathway. You will walk in that pathway. You will do great exploits for the Lord. You will not grow weary in well-doing, but you will stand strong and know that your best days are now and ahead. You have more for you than you have against you.
Yes.
You, if you could see in the spirit realm, you have more for you than you have against you. There have been angels sent to help prosper your way. And I just declare the blessing of the Lord. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you next week. Papa Dale will be back next week. And we love you so much. Bye-bye.